Harper Children's Audio presents The Last Apprentice, Night of the Soul Stealer, by Joseph Delaney. Performed by Christopher Evan Welch. Copyright 2006 by Joseph Delaney. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. An Unexpected Visitor. It was a cold, dark November night, and Alice and I were sitting by the kitchen fire with my master, the spook. The weather had been getting steadily colder, and I knew that any day now the spook would decide it was time to set off for his winter house on the bleak moor of Anglesark. I was in no rush to go. I'd only been the spook's apprentice since the spring and had never seen the Anglesark house, but my curiosity certainly wasn't getting the better of me. I was warm and comfortable here in Chippenden, and that's where I'd rather have spent the winter. I glanced up from the book of Latin verbs I was trying to learn, and Alice caught my eye. She was sitting on a low stool close to the hearth, her face bathed in the warm glow of the fire. She smiled, and I smiled back. Alice was the other reason I didn't want to leave Chippenden. She was the closest I'd ever had to a friend, and she'd saved my life on a number of occasions over the last few months. I'd really enjoyed having her living here with us. She made the loneliness of a spook's life more bearable, but my master had told me in confidence that she would be leaving us soon. He'd never really trusted her, because she came from a family of witches. He also thought she would start to distract me from my lessons, so when the spook and I went to Anglesark, she wouldn't be coming with us. Poor Alice didn't know this, and I hadn't the heart to tell her, so for now I was just enjoying another of our last precious evenings together in Chippenden. But as it turned out, that was to be our last one of the year, as Alice and I sat reading by the glow of the